Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain?
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mark Siebert is our guest, our new friend. He won't be a new friend for long, though. He's got a lot to teach us. We're going to get him back on the show and get him to continue to explain how franchising works and whether it's good for us and how to make it happen from a franchise origination standpoint, from a creation of franchising, to the buying of a franchise, someone else's franchise. And his new book is called Franchise Your Business, The Guide to Employing the Greatest Growth Strategy Ever, and I agree with him about that. Mark, thanks again for being here. I want to do two things this segment. I want you to give us a real quick tour of what it takes to become a franchisee, who's the best kind of a prospect for that. Then I want to talk a little bit about public policy. That's where the franchise industry is being assaulted by the Obama administration. So give us a tour. If you got folks out there who would like to start a business, they wonder if franchising is for them to be a franchisee. What's your best advice for them?
Well, my best advice for anybody thinking about buying a franchise is to start with some introspection. As you pointed out, it's really important as a franchisee to make sure that you're willing to follow somebody else's rules and make sure that you've got a business that's a good fit. It may not be just that it's the hottest new business that's out there. There are always hot new concepts coming up, and sometimes there's a tendency of franchisees to chase the hot concept, but they find out that they may not be well-suited for a particular business model based on their sales skills or their managerial skills or their... Mm-hmm. Whatever their particular skill set is. So start by taking a look at yourself. Make sure that you evaluate whether you're cut out to be a franchisee and whether you're cut out for a particular franchise.
Right.
And then I guess the second thing I would tell people is that, in addition to doing that, try and figure out what is going to be something that is a good fit, both from a capitalization standpoint, make sure that they can afford whatever it is that they are going to invest in, and from the standpoint of something that they love doing, because if they are going to be doing this for the next 20 years, maybe, and if they're doing it for 20 years, they better find something that they love, because if they don't, they may find themselves in that relationship for quite some time, and it's not going to be as easy to get out of as just leaving a job.
Right, right. Well, do you think that, how expensive is it to get into that's one of the big things for a lot of people. When I think about people who want to be in, a lot of people would like to be in a certain kind of a franchise, a certain kind of industry that franchise offers, but they can't come up with the capital. Don't a lot of people move toward a franchise more because they can afford it than it's the one they love?
Well, and I think that capitalization is going to be a real important issue for anybody who's thinking about buying a franchise. And if they're thinking of buying a franchise, they need to make sure that they can afford it. There are, of course, franchises for almost every income level. So my partner and I franchise group, Dave Hood, who's the former president over at A&E's Pretzels, is now on the board of directors at ChemDrive, which is a carpet cleaning franchise that is very inexpensive to get into. But there are hotel franchises that are tens of millions of dollars to get into.
Right, right.
So what's it
cost to buy a McDonald's these days? At least $1 million, right? Or a Chick-fil-A?
Well, Chick-fil-A is very inexpensive, actually, because Chick-fil-A will own all the land. And it's a very small buy-in. McDonald's typically owns all the land, and again, you can get in a little bit less expensive. But if you wanted to get into a Wendy's or a Burger King, where you're going to own the land and you're going to build out the building,
right.
Absolutely going to be in the millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but there are some franchises you can get into for for five figures, right?
Oh, yeah. The ChemDry is one example of one that you can get into very inexpensively, $50,000 kind of range.
Mm-hmm.
There are fitness franchises like Soldier Fit, that, which is a new franchise war that's out there, that are very inexpensive to get into. There's all sorts of inexpensive franchises that you can get into. You just need to do your homework.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And where would you go? Where would you send people to do that, to find out where to get the best a franchise that fits them, so they can do the due diligence that marries up the right opportunity for their what they like and what they can afford?
The internet's obviously going to be probably the best resource. There's a guy named Rob Bond, B-O-N-D, who does an annual guide on mm-hmm. franchising. It's one of the most comprehensive guides that are out there. I'm not sure what his website is.
It's Rob Bondi?
Rob Bond, B-O-N-D.
B-O-N-D, okay.
Yeah, and he's got a great resource. He's got a book that he publishes every year on franchise opportunities, that he has a comprehensive listing of just about every franchisor
right.
in the country. And I think his is probably the most comprehensive guide if they wanted to be a franchisee.
Mark, we didn't get to the NLRB stuff. Can you stay a little bit longer with me to talk about that?
Sure.
Can you hang on a few minutes? I'm going to get Rob. I'm going to ask Mark to hang on for one more segment, folks, and because I want to get his take on this NLRB thing before he goes. And this is really a horrible thing that the Obama administration has visited on the marketplace, the economy, the U.S. economy, and thousands and thousands of people, Americans. And we'll talk about that after these messages. I'm Jim Blassie. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.